This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of early summer and the final week of the strawberry and the raspberry moon. On a recent walk, I covered several miles a day over the course of a month, and the longer I walked, the more I found it was harder to remember the day of the week or month. The time on my watch was no longer so important as the position of the sun or the temperature or the direction or strength of the wind. Then a taxi ride of 20 miles at the end of my hike revealed some of the other differences in my way of looking at what lay around me. As the car traveled 10 to 15 walking hours in about 30 minutes, I was disappointed to find the landscape plain and homogenized. I watched green trees, rolling hills, garden plots, houses painted in pastels with tile roofs, and they all passed by in seconds. And so inside the vehicle, I discovered the outside habitat to be simply a parallel universe. The precious details of my walking were replaced by vague impressions. The tactile engagement with the land had been broken, and I had no reason to appraise climb or descent. There was no effort required. The automobile did everything. There was no reason to be concerned about rain or muddy paths or wet shoes. It didn't matter if the wind was cold or hard. The lesson, well, it was too simple and too radical. I could not begin to understand the fundamentals of distance and time and place unless I traveled, at least for a while, on foot. And so I asked myself, how should I walk? And how slow was slow enough? This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the final week of early summer. In the meantime, of course, take a walk. Take a really slow walk.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.